Wishing you a beautiful Thursday, and I hope you're keeping really well as we move now into the last 2 days of this month's topic, going on a journey of self-discovery. I hope you have really enjoyed this and not only just listened to the teachings, but, you know, listened to your meditations, done your journal. The journal that goes with this month's topic is actually broken up into different parts. It'll be very helpful for you to kind of work through each thing that we've done bit by bit. As we move on to these last two teachings, what I want to do is start to build now how we're going to move forward with bringing in the creative energy, bringing in our strength and our resilience, and also bringing in our purpose. Hopefully at this stage you have some idea of what makes you feel joyful or makes you feel good, in the sense of that can be towards what your purpose is. I always feel like our purpose is connected to something that we have a true deep calling for. And sometimes it does come with a challenge, but something that we feel brings us great, like, you know, joy and excitement and like a big kind of surge of nearly life force energy through our body. So what I'd like you to do today is to start to think about really what it is that you would like to start creating in your life. You could pick one area of your life. So it could be career, it could be relationship, it could be finance, it could be family, it could be like a new project that you want to do, it could be your own personal healing, whatever it is. And what I'd like you to do is to write that down, or even just to have a think about this. You don't have to write it down, but to think about what that is. And then look at how you can marry kind of the three elements here. So your purpose, your creativity, and also your resilience. So what I mean by marrying those together is that you're bringing those three aspects of what you've discovered about yourself into a place where you're saying, okay, I'm going to start creating everything from using these three parts. So I'm going to create a new energy in my career. For example, we'll just use this, whatever area you want to. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at what my purpose is in my life, or what makes me feel good, joyful, and aligned when it comes to my career. Am I in the right career? Am I doing the right thing that's working for me? Do I need to change? Do I need to alter things? Do I need to, you know, just tweak things a little bit? Do I need to start all over again? So getting very clear, and don't put any barriers in front of yourself, because this is what we do. Obviously, we have to be realistic that just because we want to change in something, it doesn't mean it's going to show up today. But what you're doing is you're placing building blocks in to get you to that point. So you're going to look at that. OK, so what really in, say, your career or your finance or your relationships or whatever area of your life it is that you want to happen? And is it in alignment currently? Is that part of your life in alignment with where you want to be currently? And if not, what does that feel like? What does that look like to you? The second part then is going into challenges. So look at challenges that you've had in the past to do with this particular area. What have been the blocks that have come up again and again and again for you? Maybe you've tried to make change, for example, around career, and you haven't got anywhere. Look at what the blocks are. Write down what the blocks are. And when you see what they are, start then to say to yourself, okay, when I look at those blocks, what did I do to deal with those blocks? How did I overcome them? If there's blocks there that you still haven't overcome, then there's still some energy there that needs to be looked at. And this is the self-discovery part. You know, what is this block trying to teach me? Why is it coming up? Why is it happening for me, not to me, as the expression goes? And then you move on to the creative life force energy and say, okay, let me look at my career in a different way. So we can't keep doing the same things again and again expecting a different result. We have to approach it differently. So when you try to approach, say, a career change before, you put loads of time and energy into it, but a block came up and you didn't get to where you were, you probably felt deflated and you kind of just maybe crashed, or just decided, too much fear now, I'm not going to pursue this. What about making the experience a little bit more enjoyable? Can you bring more support in? And this is creative energy, because this is where your imagination and your ideas come from. So it's about tapping into that creative side of things. So recently I was doing something that I've done a million times before and it has never really worked for me. And whether it works or not this time, I don't know. But I wanted to enjoy the process a little bit more. So I took time to make sure that what I was doing was going to be more enjoyable. I looked at what I didn't enjoy from the previous process and the previous times, and I changed it. And I absolutely changed it to have a better experience. So no matter what the outcome will be in this particular project or whatever, at least I've enjoyed myself along the way and I feel like I'm more in alignment than I was before. And that's what it's all about. Because then if a block comes in or an outcome doesn't come up for you the way you want it, you can actually get through it a little bit better and not feel as deflated to not keep going. And that's really what we're doing here. So think about that for today, and I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.